Three Sides of the Same Triangle. Written by Potterhead Avenger Demigod. Narrated by Rhea 314. Phantoms, I Delayed My Death Because of a Will by Shaolin. And Mission Save the Hunter webcomic. Rating, teen and up audiences. Relationships, Guan Jian / Yun So, aka So Cheyun. Yi Domin and Yun So, aka So Cheyun. Pak Juhong and Yun So, aka So Cheyun. It started with a message. Yun So had been at home, absent-mindedly petting Rice Ball, who had decided to be a gray cat today, and keeping one eye on the drama that was playing on television. It wasn't too bad, but it was no love in Han River. Quan Jian was in the kitchen, filling the entire house with the fragrance of kimchi and cooking meat, and Yun So was about as relaxed as could be. That was, until his phone buzzed from where it lay on the table, screen lighting up with a familiar contact. Pak Juhong. Hey, Yun So. The anniversary is coming up again. Do you want to visit Domin? We haven't actually been together yet, even though we keep saying we will. Haha, maybe Domin will be glad to see that we're still in contact after all these years. Yun So froze. Even though he'd previously, unsuccessfully, agreed to visit Yi Domin's grave with Pak Juhong, not once, but twice even, somehow the thought of it now, breaking through the peaceful calm of his afternoon, seemed unendingly daunting. The reminder that in their trio of friends, Yi Domin had always been the glue that held them together, both Yun So and Pak Juhong closer to him individually than they were to each other. Abruptly, Yun So felt a wave of guilt crash over him for ignoring Pak Juhong for an entire decade. Would Yi Domin have been disappointed with him? He would have been, Yun So thought. Back in high school, he tried so hard to have Yun So make more friends than just him and Pak Juhong. But Yun So had never really seen the need to. Yi Domin would have been so disappointed, Yun So thought, if he knew how Yun So had let even that one remaining friendship with Pak Juhong waver after his death. Yun So's chest felt tight, his breathing ragged, and he fumbled for the pill bottle in his pocket. He'd already let Yi Domin down once, when it had mattered most. He'd left his best friend dreaming in a dungeon, to wander like a ghost as his body reformed in the system and melded into the walls that had stolen so many of their comrades, and He couldn't even do something so simple as stop disappointing Yi Domin. His best friend was gone, and Yun So was still disappointing him. Peep. Rice Ball, eyes blinking open when Yun So stopped petting him, jumped into his lap in alarm when Yun So ignored him in favor of unscrewing the lid of his pill bottle with shaking hands. Peep, peep, peep. A soft thud in the kitchen, and Yun So could just barely make out the click of the stove turning off before there was a warm presence by his side, and a familiar calloused hand gently lifting a cup of water to his lips. Instinctively, Yun So parted his lips to take a sip of water, then allowed those familiar fingers to deposit two pills in his mouth before the cup raised back up, a gentle hand rubbing circles into his back, a familiar line of warmth against his side, the rhythmic rise and fall of a muscular chest that Yun So unconsciously began to mimic. A long moment, and Yun So took a shaky breath as he blinked the haze of emotion from his mind. Young. Quan Jian's voice was almost a whisper, and Yun So turned his face into the crook of his boyfriend's neck, muscles untensing when Quan Jian pressed a kiss to the crown of his head, and carefully lifted Yun So into his lap, curling his body around him. Sometimes I think, Yun So started, words muffled into Quan Jian's skin. I think Domin must be very disappointed in me. Quan Jian didn't react outwardly. His hand never stopped its soothing circles on Yun So's back, Neither did his body tense underneath Yunso's. But pressed this close against him, Yunso didn't need an S-rank's hearing to feel the way Quan Tian's heart stuttered in his chest. Silently, Yunso thought Quan Tian must have seen his phone screen by now, lying on the table, still open to Pak Tuhong's damning message.
I never knew Domin Hyung,
Quan Tian said slowly, arms tight around Yunso.
But he spoke to me that once in the Great Dungeon, and I think I got the feeling that as long as you're happy, he could never be disappointed in you, Hyung.
Guan Xian paused, and Yunso stayed silent, feeling like there was something more that his boyfriend wanted to say.
And, Guan Xian said, voice hesitant, I think as the owner of Event Horizon, him more than anyone will understand that there are things that only time can make you ready for.
It's okay that you took a decade to reach back out to Pak Tuhong, Yunso heard unsaid. Slowly, Yunso pulled his face away from the safety of Quan Tian's skin and realized belatedly that there were damp, darkened spots on the collar of Quan Tian's shirt. He raised a hand to swipe at the wetness on his cheeks, but froze when Quan Tian caught his wrist with one hand and cupped his cheek with the other. That calloused thumb swiped gently over Yunso's skin, tracing the skin under his eye, and Yunso sniffed.
Why do you...
he started, feeling the tightness in his chest ease a little.
Quan Tian, why do you always say the right thing?
How did Quan Tian always know what to say? Yunso let his boyfriend wipe his tears away, staring with unfocused eyes at the twin spots of dampness on Quan Tian's collar. He was right, after all. Yi Domin had been a kind person, too gentle a soul for the world, and he would sooner have celebrated that Yunso had reached out at all than he would have been disappointed at how long it had taken him. And he'd spoken to Quan Tian that time, in the Great Dungeon, right? So he knew their relationship now, knew that Yunso had someone who would take care of him, that Yunso was no longer alone. Yunso shut his eyes and leaned in to press his lips against Quan Tian's own, tasting the salt of his own tears before Quan Tian kissed them away. Maybe Yi Domin would even have been proud that Yunso had finally forged a relationship of his own.
You.
Let's meet at the cemetery, 8 a.m. before the crowds get too large. We can get lunch after. You won't mind if I bring my boyfriend, right?
Pak Tuhong.
Of course not. We're not strangers after all. See you there. The morning of the anniversary of the Great Dungeon dawned bright and sunny, and Yunso wondered if the weather was a sign for the day. For a day that was the world-recognized anniversary of the deaths of 1,199 people, the weather seemed almost incongruously fair. But for a day that was simultaneously the anniversary of the perfect clear and survival of all 300 heroes from an S-rank red-black dungeon, the weather seemed perfect after all. Yunso, having anticipated that there would always be a crowd at the cemetery on the anniversary, had planned to reach a little earlier with Quan Tian. With Quan Tian and his glasses that served as a disguise item, Yunso reluctantly convinced Rice Ball to hide in his inventory and stepped out of Sticky Rice's interior and immediately realized that he was not, in fact, the only one who had thought to come early. Eyeing the queue to enter, Quan Tian turned to Yunso and whispered,
Young, do you think this counts towards that will fulfillment of yours to queue for popular restaurants?
Yunso reached up to smack his boyfriend on the back of the head, hissing a soft,
Quan Tian, how dare you compare a cemetery to a restaurant?
Quan Tian winced and rubbed the back of his head gingerly.
I was joking, Hyung, I swear.
Yunso just sighed. Sometimes he thought the way Quan Tian's mind worked was a mystery even to him.
Come on, he said instead. Let's wait for Pak Tuhong before we enter the queue. If we join without him here, it'll just be a repeat of last time. Quan Xian chuckled lowly. Yeah, third time's the charm. Wouldn't want to have to sit at the cafe for an hour waiting again while the queue doesn't move. Yunso just shook his head, a wry smile playing at his lips. Like I said, Pak Tuhong's just been like this since we were kids. He never liked cutting queues, so we always ended up just waiting for him to queue again. The corner of Quan Xian's lips quirked. Well, not this time. He's right over there. Yunso blinked and looked in the direction that Quan Xian was gesturing. Sure enough, Pak Tuhong was just across the car park, walking towards them. Yunso waved, watching as his friend returned the wave, speeding up to meet them. Hey, sorry I'm late, Pak Tuhong said as he drew level with them, all three of them joining the queue to enter. Don't worry about it, Yunso said, eyeing the queue ahead of them. It wasn't as long as he'd feared, but still long enough that it would probably be a while until they reached the front. It's good that we came early, though. The queue isn't too bad. Pak Tuhong laughed. I had to wake up early for this, but now I'm glad you asked to meet at 8, Yunso. I remember the last time we tried to meet here in the afternoon. It was a good hour before either of us got in. My Hyung is so smart, Guan Xian said lowly, wrapping an arm around Yunso's waist. Beside them, Pak Tuhong's eyebrows pulled together, and Yunso had to sigh, hitting Guan Xian's hand lightly. Ah. Pak Tuhong chuckled awkwardly. It's good to see you guys are still close as ever. Guan Xian opened his mouth, probably to say something that would set Yunso's cheeks aflame, and Yunso subtly elbowed his boyfriend before the words could fall from his lips. There was a brief moment of silence, where Yunso glared at Quan Xian out of the corner of his eye, while Pak Tuhong eyed them. Then Pak Tuhong said, a little stiltedly, "So, it's good to finally come see Domin together with you, Yunso. I've always had to come alone before. It'll be nice to have company this time." This time. Yunso's heart stuttered in his chest at the words, the ever-present guilt throbbing like a barely scabbed-over wound. The words echoed in his head. The knowledge that he had almost let this friendship go, this one remaining piece of Yi Domin that he still had. He recalled faintly the way it had felt to laugh with Pak Tuhong, that time that Yi Domin had tried to pet a stray cat and it had run from him to hide behind Yunso instead. The way Pak Tuhong had shot him a mischievous look before bending to pet said cat where Yi Domin had failed. He remembered suddenly how even though Yi Domin was the one who had brought them together, that their friendship had not been something forced at all. Yunso's hands trembled at his sides, and he clenched them into fists. Not only had he disappointed Yi Domin, he'd probably disappointed Pak Tuhong as well, and a hand, warm and familiar in his, gently coaxing at his fingers until they uncurled, the press of a firm body against him, an arm curling around his waist, and Yunso blinked. Quan Xian was a steadying presence at his side, fingers interlaced and thumb rubbing soothingly over the back of his hand, and Yunso sucked in a deep breath, anchoring himself with the warmth of his boyfriend against him. He started, then cleared his throat. I'm glad our plans worked out this time. Pak Tuhong shot him a smile that loosened something in Yunso's chest just a little. Yeah, I'm glad too. Around Yunso's wrist, his U-pad started vibrating, and an alarm abruptly rang out in the distance. Pak Tuhong's smile froze on his face, anxiety creeping into his expression. What's that? Yunso frowned, pulling up the holographic screen of his U-pad, then winced. It's a dungeon overflow. We're not at the epicenter of it, at least, but it's nearby, and leaning over his shoulder to stare at the screen of his U-pad, Quan Xian blew out a frustrated breath. Hyung, Are you and Pak Ju-hong just not meant to visit the cemetery together? That's...
An A-rank overflow, Yun-so completed grimly. The response team won't reach quickly enough to avoid casualties. Around them, people were beginning to take note of the alarm, and it was a testament to how well-informed people were when the crowd immediately broke up and began scrambling for the nearest overflow shelter. Even if they weren't at the epicenter, they were close enough that Yun-so could feel the mana of the overflow, could see the monsters moving in the distance. It wouldn't be long before they were reached, and there were already innocents closer to the epicenter that were in danger. Exchanging glances with his boyfriend, Yun-so knew what needed to be done. It would be easy enough to leave, don his mask, and come back as So Chae-yun, without his identity being compromised to the general public. And Kwon Ji-yeon could just as easily remove his disguise item and jump into battle, but... There was no way to hide who he was from Pak Ju-hong, not unless he used fake memory to rewrite the truth. And Yun-so found, seeing the fear in Pak Ju-hong's pale face, that he didn't like the idea of tampering with his friend's memories. He supposed that it was about time he told Pak Ju-hong the truth, then. The rest of his friends knew, after all, and Yun-so knew that he could trust Pak Ju-hong with this much. "Cover me," he said to Kwon Ji-yeon, watching as his boyfriend raised a hand to fiddle with the glasses on his face. "Yun-so?" The confusion on Pak Ju-hong's face warred with the fear, and Yun-so tried to offer him as comforting an expression as he could muster. "Don't worry," he said, and he knew his eyes were shining blue as he activated Protecting Veil around Pak Ju-hong just in case. "It'll be over before you know it. Go with the civilians to the shelter. We'll meet back at the cafe over there later."
"What?" Pak Ju-hong stared, eyes widening. "Yun-so, you can't... Aren't you just B-rank administration? And your boyfriend isn't even awakened. That's an A-rank dungeon overflow. You can't..."
The crowd around them had thinned enough, and everyone was too focused on getting to safety, that Yun-so abruptly realized that he wouldn't even need to leave to don the mask. No one was paying them a lick of attention.
"Kwon Ji-yeon," Yun-so said, and his boyfriend smiled. "No one's watching, Hyung,"
Kwon Ji-yeon confirmed, standing a little straighter and flaring his coat in a way that allowed Yun-so to duck behind him and away from everyone else.
"Kwon Ji-yeon?"
Pak Ju-hong muttered under his breath, so startled that the words were barely even a whisper, and Yun-so pulled his mask from his inventory to fit over his face before emerging from his makeshift cover once more. Pak Ju-hong's eyes bulged.
You...
"Go to the shelter," Yun-so repeated, and nudged his friend in the direction. "We'll meet you at the cafe later." Pak Ju-hong opened his mouth, then shut it, and repeated the action a few times before a loud roar sounded in the distance, and Yun-so shoved his friend toward the nearest shelter.
"Just go!"
Pak Ju-hong stared at him silently for a moment longer, jaw still working, before he nodded and ran. Now alone, Kwon Ji-yeon, sans the glasses, looking handsome enough to make Yun-so's heart skip a beat, squeezed his hand for the briefest moment, before pulling his sword from his inventory.
"Let's go, Hyung."
Retrieving rice ball from his inventory as well, Yun-so nodded. Whatever happened with Pak Ju-hong would have to wait. In actuality, an A-rank overflow really only needed a few good A-rank teams to clear. It did not actually require powerhouses like Kwon Ji-yeon or So Chae-yun to step up. Nevertheless, Yun-so had long resigned himself to his inability to stand by and watch as innocents were endangered, and he knew that Kwon Ji-yeon would never let anyone get hurt under his watch. Which meant, obviously, that they threw themselves into the thick of the battle without delay. Yun-so threw up a shield between the fleeing civilians and the monsters before he'd even gotten into striking range, sacrificing mana for range as he worked to corral the rampaging monsters. Kwon Ji-yeon, on the other hand, sped ahead, flaring wings as dark as night, as he dropped straight into the monster's midst.
Quan Chian has activated Thirst.
A flare of mana and Yunso reinforced the shield around Quan Chian as even the monsters, who'd been further away, abruptly turned and lunged toward Quan Chian instead. His boyfriend raised his sword, scything down the first wave of monsters, and Yunso watched as a pulse of red-black energy swept through the remaining mob, monsters turning on each other as the skill hit them.
Quan Chian has activated Rendering Star.
By the time Yunso had ensured that all the civilians had gotten to safety and joined Quan Chian in the battle, there were only a few stragglers left. "Didn't leave some for me?" Yunso asked idly, spinning existing spirit in his hand and stabbing it into the nearest monster. Quan Chian grinned and gestured at the monster Yunso had just killed. "There's a few left." Yunso blinked, then activated telekinesis. The remaining monsters froze, then exploded into bloody particles, and Yunso shrugged. "You meant those?" Quan Chian threw back his head and laughed. "I think we just broke the record for fastest time taken to clear an overflow. The response team only just arrived, Hyung. But there's already nothing for them to do." Yunso shrugged and cleaned the monster blood off existing spirit's blade. "More time for us to get cleaned up, then. We still need to meet back with Park Duhong." "Let's go, then. Luckily, the guild isn't too far away," Quan Chian said, his wings flaring open behind him. Before Yunso could react, his boyfriend scooped him into a bridal carry and shot off in the direction of the Sokyong Guild and its showers. Yunso sighed, then let himself relax against Quan Chian's firm chest. Since he was already here, might as well enjoy the feeling while it lasted, he supposed. "You can touch, you know," Quan Chian laughed. "It's not going to distract me from flying." Yunso flushed. It had been years since Quan Chian found out about Yunso's fixation with his chest, but having it pointed out so blatantly was still startling. Yunso ducked his head to avoid his boyfriend's gaze, but not even the embarrassment was enough to stop the way his hand came up to press against the supple curve of toned muscle. Quan Chian just chuckled and held Yunso tighter. "We'll be at the guild soon, Hyung. Better make the most of your time here." In response, Yunso flexed his fingers a few times and said absolutely nothing. They made it back to the cafe to meet Park Duhong in record time. The adjacent overflow area had only just been cleared for public entry again, and they found Park Duhong sitting in one of the cafe's outside seats, a cup of coffee on the table that had clearly only just been ordered. Yunso sat down opposite his old friend, and Park Duhong's gaze dropped to his lap, fingers curling around his coffee cup. The silence where Park Duhong would usually have offered a greeting or some other pleasantry grated at Yunso's nerves, and he reached out under the table to grip Quan Chian's hand. "So," he said after a long moment, and Park Duhong's gaze snapped to his for a long moment before dropping again. "Do you..." Yunso's words trailed off. Suddenly, he wasn't too sure of what he'd meant to say. "Do you still want to visit Dolmin's grave? Do you have any questions for me? Do you still want to be friends? Do you hate me for keeping this secret for so long? Do you think I'm still lying to you, even now?" A dozen questions cycled through Yunso's head, but none of them made it past his lips. In the end, he just gripped Quan Chian's hand, focusing only on the warmth of his boyfriend's palm against his, and stayed silent. Eventually, Park Duhong broke first. "You were there all along," he whispered, gaze locked on the coffee cup in his hands. "You were there, with Dolmin, this whole time." Yunso's throat tightened, and suddenly swallowing seemed almost impossible. Under the table, Quan Chian's hands curled around his.
Yunso swallowed hard and nodded. I didn't know. I never knew.
Pak Ju-hong continued, and his knuckles were white around his cup.
I shouldn't have. Why didn't you say something? Every time I asked you if you would join me to visit Domin, I didn't know, I didn't. Yunso, did it? How much did I hurt you every time I asked?
Yunso just shook his head.
It wasn't your fault. You weren't supposed to know in the first place. I don't blame you for something you couldn't have helped.
Pak Ju-hong laughed, but it sounded hollow, empty.
God, and this whole time I thought I was the only one remembering him like he deserved to be. Damn it, Yunso, I thought maybe our friendship meant so little to you that without Domin, that Domin was all we had, I thought.
Pak Ju-hong shook his head, pressing a trembling hand to his face.
Yunso, I never wanted to admit it, but for the longest time I was so mad at you. Out of the two of us, it was always so obvious that Domin liked you more, but somehow I couldn't understand why it felt like you were just forgetting him after everything, but now... Yunso, I've been hurting you since the start, haven't I? Every time I asked, every time I pushed, every time...
Yunso's fingers trembled, the aching, tearing sensation in his chest, feeling like it would consume him whole. He made to clench his fists, to hide the way his hand shook uncontrollably, but then... A warm, familiar hand in his own, calloused fingers intertwining with his. Quan Tian tugged Yunso tight against him and pressed a hand against his back, rubbing slowly, firmly. Yunso sucked in a breath and blinked the haze from his vision. When he opened his eyes again, Pak Ju-hong was looking at him with wide eyes and an expression that bordered on guilt. His friend met his eyes for the barest of seconds, then dropped his gaze once more. He shook his head, took a shaking gulp of his coffee, and said,
I did it again, didn't I? Damn it, I can't... Yunso, I'm so, so sorry. I know an apology probably isn't enough, but it's all I have to offer.
These days, Yunso started, the words catching in his desert dry throat. He swallowed, and then there was a bottle of water in front of him, cap already unscrewed and held gently against his lips. Yunso followed the hand around the bottle up to its owner and let his lips curl into a grateful smile when Quan Tian just pressed a kiss to his temple and nudged the bottle against his lips once more. Yunso swallowed his offered water, heartwarming in his chest, and restarted his sentence.
These days it's mostly better. It's been 13 years, after all. And I know Domin would be happier knowing I was living well.
And I know that if I really, really need to talk to him, I could enter a dungeon and start talking to the walls, Yunso didn't say. So far, Yi Domin had never actually answered when either him or Quan Tian had tried that. But there had always been a sense of recognition, even if there had been no words. Most days, that was enough. Pak Ju-hong finally raised his gaze to meet Yunso's. His hands, clutching at his coffee cup, seemed to stop shaking as much.
I'm glad, his friend finally said. And Yunso was a little startled and a little terrified to see that there were tears welling up in Pak Ju-hong's eyes.
He'd forgotten, after all these years, how emotional Pak Ju-hong could be.
It's really fine, Yunso scrambled, mildly frantic when one tear escaped Pak Ju-hong's lash line and traced a track down his cheek. I'm really okay. I'm honestly glad that you finally know the truth. It's okay.
Pak Ju-hong shook his head, one hand coming up to scrub at his eyes.
It's really not.
There was a long pause, and Quan Tian squeezed Yunso's hand. Yunso squeezed back, tightening his fingers around his boyfriend's and grounding himself in the familiar touch. He sighed and pursed his lips a little.
No, No, it's not. But I never blamed you, Park Ju-hong. Park Ju-hong swiped at the tears still welling in his eyes and offered Yoon-so a shaky smile.
Then, at least, we're okay?
Yoon-so let his lips curve into the smallest of smiles in return. The ache in his chest was still there, one that he suspected would always be there when this topic was raised, but it seemed dulled, almost like Lee Do-min was smiling at him, approving.
Yeah, Yoon-so said. Yeah, we're okay.
Hyung, Kwon Ji-an whispered into his hair, curled around Yoon-so. It was night, and Kwon Ji-an was warm and firm and comforting against him, Yoon-so safely ensconced in his embrace. Yoon-so hummed and buried himself deeper in Kwon Ji-an's firm chest.
I'm glad that you told him,
Kwon Ji-an continued, his breath ruffling Yoon-so's hair, his fingers tracing formless shapes into the skin of Yoon-so's belly.
I could see that you wanted to. It's been years and the whole Perfect team knows. Lee Seok-yong knows. Even your friends from the Guild of Leaves know. I could tell how much you wanted to tell him, too.
Yoon-so was silent for a long time, pressing his face against Kwon Ji-an's collarbone, breathing in the woodsy, citrus scent of his body wash, and the underlying smoky tang of his mana. Ultimately, he nodded against Kwon Ji-an and mouthed lightly at the skin underneath his mouth.
Hyung, you're distracting me on purpose, aren't you?
Kwon Ji-an said, and Yoon-so pulled back to furrow his brow at him. He felt oddly indignant. He really hadn't been trying to change the subject. It had just been instinctive.
I'm not, he protested, lips pursing. You're right. I did want to tell him for a while now. I just never knew how.
Yoon-so paused and curled his fingers against the blankets.
And I was scared that he would blame me for not protecting Do-min.
Kwon Ji-an's expression fell, and Yoon-so knew he wasn't imagining the heartbreak in his boyfriend's eyes. How many times had Kwon Ji-an cried for him now? In the past, Yoon-so had never had that many people who cared. The ones who did had never been the kind to wear their hearts on their sleeves like Kwon Ji-an did. And yet, it made something in Yoon-so's chest feel both tight and warm at the same time, and he leaned up to press a kiss against Kwon Ji-an's lips.
I'm fine, he murmured into the kiss. And Park Ju-hong's reaction was way better than I expected.
Kwon Ji-an returned the kiss, then let out a small, soft laugh. One of his hands came up to card his fingers through Yoon-so's hair, the other curling around his waist.
I'm glad everything turned out okay, Hyung. Although, you could have done without Park Ju-hong's tears, right? I saw your face, Hyung. You were panicking.
Yoon-so hit Kwon Ji-an on the shoulder in response, but went easily when his boyfriend tugged at his waist and leaned into another kiss. Kwon Ji-an's tongue traced over his lips, and Yoon-so parted them on instinct, flicking his tongue out to meet Kwon Ji-an's own. He curled his fingers into his boyfriend's hair and savored the warmth of his body against his. After a long moment, Kwon Ji-an pulled away, both of them breathing heavily, and Yoon-so smiled.
The reason everything turned out okay?
Yoon-so said, his words the barest whisper against Kwon Ji-an's lips.
Kwon Ji-an, the reason I was okay, it's because you were there.
The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. And if you've enjoyed the Podfic, you're welcome to leave me feedback. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.